bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, Halloween, and it's 2018. This is episode 1632 of WDW Today.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm an astronaut.
You are.
Astrolot.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Terry. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
An astrolot.
That's my favorite thing you've ever said.
It's not that
normally
bad.
He just makes fun of you.
You need to tell your kid, like, that's what you should start calling him.
Yeah, we're the astrolots.
Because my son, he doesn't say restaurant. He says restaurants.
Oh.
He still says it, and I haven't corrected him because it's cute.
Oh, it was hot in there.
And he's 7 years tall.
I said Sketty.
Everyone said Sketty.
Everybody
is that a thing?
My kids still say Sketty.
Okay.
It's because spaghetti
it's very difficult.
Is difficult for a child.
Right.
Why are you, like, what accent
child.
Is that? I don't want to be offensive.
New Zealand.
Okay.
Oh.
Not really. No, the worst New Zealand accent.
So when you went to space,
yes.
People don't know this. You were actually an astronaut.
Mm-hmm. I was.
You went to space. You went with those Russian rockets and ended up like you had sent to the...
American.
Yeah, but you had to take
collision.
That to go to the International Space Station.
You don't realize this. The space shuttle patch that's on your right shoulder is irrelevant in this day and age.
Well, I'm from the past.
Oh.
I got stuck in space,
traveling space
slipped through dimensions, and I'm back.
No, but you
space
should elaborate on the,
you were
on
here
the
last
Kickstarter.
Week.
What year is this?
So that Kickstarter that actually allowed you to go to space, that was really awesome. You want to talk about that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It worked.
How much did you have to give
fully
for the top
funded.
Tier?
Oh, man, it was so much money.
$6 million.
Matching challenge?
I got matched. Made it to space, came back, slipped through time. It was nuts, man. I can't even tell you about it. It's so crazy.
So originally when we recorded this show, you weren't here.
Right.
But
I'm back to fix it.
Yeah,
things go horribly awry in about 28 minutes, so I'm here to prevent that.
Yeah. Your kid's like 40
setting
now.
A timer?
Right. I'm not going to give any hints, but I will say the color orange matters.
What's interesting about your statement about setting a timer is it's literally probable
that's something
that things
bad.
Will go awry within the next
That depends on your costume,
minutes.
Terry.
Well, I mean, I'm going to know when it happens. You'll
we
hear
all
the,
said we're going to wear costumes. I forgot my costume.
Yeah.
At home. My costume this year, we can at least say what we're going to be, because most people are listening and not watching us.
True.
A few people are watching. I don't know how many people, but get some comments in coming. If we get some comments, happy Halloween to you folks out there.
Woo!
It's kind of a dreary Halloween, unfortunately, here. So we've had beautiful weather, but today, not as much. Hopefully, you're having a good day. If you're in Disney World, going to the sold-out Halloween party. If you want to go to Horror Nights, which
one,
I brought
of
it up.
A few
quiet
sold out this year there.
Really? That's what happens when you start booking it in August 3rd. Then people have plenty of time to go. Unlike Halloween Horror Nights, which is sold out a lot this season. Really the first time I've ever seen those kind of numbers. But I think Halloween's usually a pretty light day to go. Right, Will? What are you going to be for Halloween, Will?
I am going as Pennywise, the punk band.
Oh, it's a play.
Nice.
Oh,
the whole band.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Here I am.
That's a different band.
That's, is it just
not
that's Goldfinger.
So you're covered in pennies and you have like these glasses.
I'm going as Goldfinger.
Like no, the band, Pennywise.
I know, but I'm just like.
Logan's going as Goldfinger, the James Bond movie.
No, I'm going as Goldfinger, the band.
The band as well?
We're both going as.
Tony Hawk bands.
As bands.
That's funny.
That had a song in the first Tony Hawk.
I'm going
so
as Crazy.
Good Charlotte.
I'm going as Crazy. No, that was way before that.
They were too.
You were wrong.
I'm going as Crazy Taxi.
A crazy
time to make some crazy money. Are you ready? Here we
That's Pennywise and or,
no, that's the Offspring.
Offspring, yeah.
All right. Well, it's Disney time.
I've got my costume.
I'll show your costume.
Hang on, how far are we in?
I
sprung for the, the teenager who still goes trick-or-treating, but didn't bother to do a costume and just grabs the old pillowcase off the bed. So I grabbed the pillowcase and all. Mainly because I forgot we were doing costumes today. Like, everyone else on the show did them. So
it's
I was like, what am I going to do?
And it's almost like you need a national holiday to remember to wear a costume.
Oh, well, my son this morning was not happy when he found out that he was not off school. He goes, when are you going to school? It's Halloween. So, yeah, he goes, it's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
And then I didn't have an answer for him. He's like, well, why are we not off? We're off for every other holiday.
Right.
And I was like,
totally agree. Johnny, my 3-year-old, same thing. He was like, I have to go to school today?
And yeah. you're like,
and he's
yeah.
like, ah.
One, it's cool.
This holiday is not endorsed by the Southern Baptist Convention. No, that's where
probably
it
not.
Yeah.
Probably.
So they did Halloween like at my kid's school.
No, they did. Well, if we don't, it's a no, we, harvest festival.
Nope, not my school. They're full on evil Halloween. Don't yeah. say what they are. I don't want.
Yeah, but they're not Southern Baptist though. So.
No.
What about trunk or treat? Anybody do trunk or treat?
We did one.
I did
of those.
A trunk or treat on Saturday.
We did really? One on Sunday. Yep. No,
what, are they,
Sunday.
They now?
It made like, me just want to only do trunk or treats because it was so peaceful and nice and fast.
And fun.
And fun.
Is
and
it just
was
like
over.
In a parking lot somewhere?
It was a parking lot. We were in a church parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
you said trunk or treat. I thought you said Trump or treat.
I thought monster trucks or treat.
No.
they decorate cars like they do at Fulton Wilderness to their like
for the parade. Know, yeah.
Yeah, this is they decorate cars, and then they all kind of theme it out, and then you go from car to car and get candy. Not you, your okay. children.
Well, but me so, too.
And one of these cars was like... decorated like a DeLorean, and it was awesome.
I was about to bring that up. Okay. It looked amazing.
All right, that's awesome. I was wondering if they had stepped up their game because 20 years ago it was literally like that. That's what it was. But like nobody decorated their cars.
I'd say about over half. All of them tried something. Some were like, "Oh, you got a bunch of Preds gear just lying around, so you made a Preds car." But some were like the DeLorean people who made, you know, you were eating the candy off a hoverboard and the flames were made out of Reese's. And it was cool.
The trunk or treat we went to, they had a Star Wars car and it was incredible. They brought out some toys. They had
a speeder?
No. They had, is it a Dewback that the Stormtrooper rides?
Mm-hmm.
Big
it
green.
Is.
Yeah. They had a Dewback setup. They had
life-size?
An AT-AT. They had a X-Wing hanging from the trunk there. They had a life-size Yoda prop.
Nice.
Two. One guy was in a Stormtrooper suit, one was in Darth Vader, but like legit looking, you know, not just Halloween Express or whatever this is. but it was pretty cool. And then there were the more clever cars. Like one was the back of it was supposed to be like a bubble bath. And they just had bubbles flying out of the thing, water and everything. You got to watch the trunk or treat because you don't go to the car where the guy says, get in the trunk.
Right.
That's not
the whole point.
Grease.
That's why it's called trunk
or treat. You watch out for that one.
Ours had a Star Wars one. There was a great, that was okay. It had like a BB-8 in the trunk. You couldn't look and see BB-8. And a Rey and a Queen Amidala. They were mixing arrows.
Oh.
I didn't call them out on it. A Greatest Showman one, which had a.
Of course.
A little child dressed as a lion in a cage.
Oh.
Which was pretty funny.
Wait, they were actually in a cage?
No, they made the cage. It was out of like a...
it was a candy cage.
You don't cage your children, Grease?
No, it was like a...
You're not supposed to do that, Terry.
It was a red wagon, but they had built a cage around it.
I got a real red wagon.
A red wagon. But the kid, but the and then she was dressed like Anne, the mother, and then the father was dressed like, you know, P.T. Barnum or presumably one of the characters.
I saw that Halloween movie.
We
so
did
the
see
bearded Halloween. Lady wasn't there?
No. And then
how easy would that have been?
It's just your church.
She didn't want to be that one.
Okay.
And then there was a Marty Scurll from the Bullet Club randomly walking around the parking lot, and I thought, like, is this a Clockwork Orange or not? And then Riker said something, I think, to him. He was like, no, he was there as Marty, which I'm like, that shows you that independent wrestling is growing a little when there's a random kid in a church parking lot dressed as the villain, Marty Scurll. So that's pretty cool. Right.
Yeah,
would not take a picture with him. I said, go take a picture of me. He goes, I have a picture with the real one. so why would I go for some
thing.
Teenager? But yeah, Will, you saw Halloween. Then we'll get to Disney, I promise. And by promise, I mean, we'll say. Halloween the movie, the 2018 Halloween.
Yeah, super good.
You loved it.
Top five movies of all time for me.
Oh. Godfather.
You're going full Matt Lott over there.
Well
Godfather, Halloween.
Every Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Then the Vertical Horizon record.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, that's exactly it. No, actually, I'm not into like...
horror.
Especially like gore horror or...
Gore.
I'm not into like Saw, that stuff, and I'm also not into too much like evil,
except for you like real evil.
Oh
you
yeah, like real life
like murder shows.
Yeah, but I don't. I like
you mean like spiritual.
Don't like that. I like the like a slasher film, like a good slasher film, and I feel like there hasn't been a good slasher film in decades. You know, like that era is kind of gone by, but this was so well done to me. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
There wasn't a ton of jump scares, which jump scares get me. I'll tell you that. But I like going to haunted houses.
That's why you don't like Soarin'.
Yeah, because they're stupid. The firework doesn't scare me. But I do like, I really like the movie. I thought it was good. I give it 2 thumbs up.
I liked it. I thought it was very good. I enjoyed it, especially the last quarter of it. I thought was really fun.
So I have a Disney thought that I think we could chase today.
All right, let's chase some thoughts.
The one time of the year that I've never been to Disney that I've always wanted to be there for is starting tomorrow. Is tomorrow the last party? The first? November 1st, the last party?
I'm not sure. This
or the second?
I'll check.
But to be there between... I know the Magic Kingdom decorations are going up on the 4th.
The
decorations for Christmas.
Amanda and I have talked about that too.
Just being there for that transition.
Yeah, from Halloween to Christmas. Now, I've been there where Universal was still Halloween, and then it was Christmas at Disney. And Universal's now already half Christmas, which is weird. Like, Islands of Adventure is Christmas already. Hmm. Yeah, that would be pretty fun.
That's so funny. Jessica literally just commented as we are talking out of our mouths, because I know there's a bit of a delay. Jessica, you made a request to talk about Disney transitioning, and we've already granted your wishes.
It's almost like somebody came from the future.
It's like Matt.
Let things happen.
Astrolot came to
save
the day.
What's the scariest? Will made me think about this. What's the scariest Disney thing that's not supposed to be scary? At the parks.
Well. Used to be Alien Encounter.
Well, yeah, like 25
but that was supposed
years
to be
ago.
Scary.
It's not supposed to be scary? Oh,
yeah.
It's something that's not. Something that you would be like...
I can tell you what terrified me when I was a kid.
Okay.
I know why Logan is saying this, too.
I don't, because that's supposed to be scary.
Oh, that's true.
Great can movie I? Ride when Ooh. I was a kid.
Yeah.
The Alien, yes, but when the burglar guy...
Yeah,
when
you get...
It scared... It
I didn't
scared
want
me to
be
death.
Kidnapped.
Yeah, I thought we were legitimately getting. He had to break character and say, "Hey, man, I'm not really a burglar."
Yeah,
and then he went back into it.
Oh, that's nice of him.
You got a kayfabe break.
He may have gotten fired for that.
Maybe he did.
When I was 3, like when Logan and I first started our friendship together,
30 years ago.
Yeah, a year after we knew each other, we went to Disneyland together, and. We went on the Haunted Mansion, and I had a meltdown, screaming, wailing, crying, and I remember
Waylon Jennings over here.
Like looking at Logan and seeing Logan just like smiling, looking around and thinking to myself, what is wrong with him? This is the most frightening thing ever, and he's just sitting here like, yeah, pretty cool. I like this haunted mansion ride.
My therapist says the same thing.
My dad left like his camera in the ride
because
me, trying to console me, and they had to go back in and they had to stop it and finding.
I love that story.
They used to remember. I left my camera once on Countdown to Extinction, and we found it. That was fun. That was the end of the story.
It was disposable.
It was. It was back in those days. I miss Countdown to Extinction. Right, Will?
I really liked that ride. But
I didn't know that they changed it.
What was really the difference?
Dinosaurs, man.
But it's the same. There was dinosaurs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it was...
You get that one that's
that
on like a track.
That definitely still scares me.
The what still scares
you? That's still... Dinosaur, but it's supposed to kind of scare you.
They need
so
to redo
loud.
That.
Well, they...
I haven't been in it in years.
Yeah, it's you feel like you're driving in a cave. It's so dark. They need to update it. Like, it could be really awesome.
They totally...
I think when they updated it, they actually took a lot of that. They kind of toned it down.
Yes,
almost.
When they first released it, it was one corner where they take the picture, it was like, oh my gosh.
Right, you're going
to. But then they had to tone it down because I guess they got a lot of complaints.
Yeah, because the movement
kids.
Of the vehicle that you literally thought you were going to get thrown from.
Right, it was rough.
Combined with the fact that like that dinosaur and the.
It's about to eat me.
Yeah, like that whole thing was very believable at that moment.
But maybe then they toned it down, and then I think they got a lot of complaints. Because I know.
Why'd you tone it down?
Yeah. We walked out, and I remember my dad or somebody in our party saying to a worker, why was it so toned down? So now they found like a middle ground, in my opinion, if you write it. I like it.
Anybody else? Any scary, not supposed to be scary things? The water sprites?
I haven't ridden them.
Anything on water, I feel like.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, whatever the sky buckets, whatever they're called,
When they come out.
When they come out.
Amanda's already told me she's not doing it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You're
going
to.
It is an elaborate, like, web of those things. They're everywhere.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, we want you to be able to go from Animal Kingdom to, like, Magic Kingdom.
Except for that's not an option.
I know. In my head, that was going to be the option, because that would be nice.
Like a 30-minute ride.
Well, but, I mean, you're going to wait 15 minutes on a bus, and then, yeah. You know, whatever.
Sky bucket. Man.
Baker's in the sky.
I love a good sky bucket. No,
Gondolier.
I mean, like, so Pop Century and all those hotels that are kind of more of the budget side,
yep.
Right over there, like, they're going to have, like, direct, pretty much quick access to a lot of those places.
But a lot of those places have...
Theoretically.
If you look at what's happening on the moderate and even like Art of Animation, because Art of Animation was originally part of Pop. So when the economy went down, that was all going to be the other like pod for Pop, another decade in Pop Century. So they decided to do something different when the economy turned around and they finished it. But if you look at the Riviera Resort is coming to the Caribbean Beach area and the new tower at Coronado, you're starting to see kind of a blur of the categories.
Right.
They're really almost kind of going away. Hmm. Because the Coronado Tower looks like a luxury resort. And so I would imagine those rooms are going to be priced a lot closer to the deluxe category than they are to the moderate category.
Well, it's a great location, great area. I feel like, you know, you can hop on a bus and get to many things quickly. Yeah. I just don't know how it's going to work as far as like, so you get on one of those things and you go to the next location. And, like, do you, like, hey, we're going to the next location. You know, like, how, or do you have to get off and then get back in line? And then you're having to take a gamble of.
I've seen, like, the map.
There's these stations. Yeah. And you kind of go in a straight line to these stations. And then at the station is kind of where, like, there's a little hub and it can change directions and go different things. I'm just wondering how that process is going to be. I'm sure they have it figured out. I'm not.
I feel like they're leaking information to see, like, what we're willing to tolerate. Like, I feel like they're messing
up. I think it's cool. I'm all in for it. People are scared of it. Like, Amanda's like, we'll never ride it.
The only thing that's going to be the difference maker for me is it cooled or not? Like, if I'm there in the middle of it, it's 100 degrees. If there's no AC on that Joker, I'm not getting on.
I don't think they can do that, right?
It's been hinted at no air conditioning.
But it won't be fully closed. I feel like it's at least ventilated.
It will be ventilated. Yeah. It'll at least be ventilated. So when you're moving fast, you'll get a breeze.
Right. It's like a gondola when you go to a ski slopes.
But it's a whole lot different going to the ski slopes than it is going to Central Florida in the middle of July.
I'm just saying that it's not like it's this rickety old thing.
They're nice constructed
things. And I have a feeling that it will have at least some sort of thing on top of it. That will
keep you cool.
Yes.
The other thing to compare it to is
air fan.
Solar power.
The Skywheel and the Orlando Eye. Those are air conditioned.
Yes.
So if
but there's a lot less of those, and it's like planted.
Right.
So they're not like, I guess they are individually air conditioned. I don't know how that all works.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to do with I think the car is actually probably very similar to what's in the Orlando Eye.
Yes.
That's like except for you're standing. I don't know if you'll be sitting or standing in this.
I bet it's similar where they'll be both standing and sitting, kind of like the Orlando Eye, where you can sit in the middle.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll be sitting on the outside. And how many do they hold?
Four, about 150.
Six, eight? Are you going to be in there with multiple families? It's an awkward ride.
So if it's Six like Flags, it was like four in Atlanta.
Well, those are actual like sky buckets.
This is why I call them sky buckets. No, it's not
like
that.
And they had them at Disney World until like the late 90s, but no one can remember this.
I can't.
I remember riding
Terry has
those.
No memory of them.
Wait, of which ones?
The sky buckets.
Where were they? In Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yep, totally.
They were all through the Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
They just tore down the building like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm.
You could see where they used to
come out. I remember the building at Disneyland.
Y'all look crazy.
Riding.
Oh yeah,
so
You could also plan we're gonna take the buckets to go to the other side of the park.
Yeah, Fantasyland all the way over.
Yep, I remember them.
It was right by until a few years ago when they put up the Tangled Tower and all that. Like it was right over there. You could see where they used to come out.
They shut them down for fireworks.
Yes.
Yep.
I remember that.
People were shooting fireworks straight out of
Michael said, terrifying. Or no, actually, Ann said, People Mover doesn't have air, and it moves. Has a lot of air circulation. That That's a true. Good point. You're moving probably at a lot slower of a speed, presumably.
That is true.
So as long as you got a little bit of something going on.
I think when where the first this one might stops, fall though. Flat, where this might fall flat is
when they drop and right, hit the ground. Right.
Oh yeah, no. So I get on it at location A, and I'm headed to location C, and I have to be routed through location B. If they make me get out at location B and get back in line, and that happens to be a very,
it can't be
you
that.
Know bogged
can't
be that. Down. But what else are they gonna do?
I don't know, but surely not that.
They're continually moving.
Yeah,
they never
don't bog down. You walk on and walk off.
They never stop.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying the crowd, the line, like there's a ton
I'm
of
sure
people.
I'm sure there's like a transfer. It would have to do like a transfer line or something. But the people mover argue is a little different because I think it's you're going, 300 yards around Tomorrowland versus Epcot to.
Well, I'm looking at the map. So it looks like it will, other than. Pretty much think you'll be deciding whether you're going, well, that's weird. So you are going from either Pop Century all the way to Epcot, but there is this place in the middle, you're right, that takes you to Hollywood Studios. So how do you get to Hollywood Studios? That is an interesting...
That's
like I'm looking at it
mark.
And you're
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the one way is like, okay, well, you're just going to go... I'm guessing it just loops around.
I bet it's just Terry's one... I can see Terry's idea working.
It's
like
the
you do
boats.
Get off. I could see them getting off, but then there's an alternate line for transfers that you can get, and it's kind of like a fast pass. Like, you might have to wait a
My
minute.
My assumption is this is one path.
Yeah.
No, and that's how
it's
it is.
Continually moving.
That's how it is like at a ski resort.
You just get off where
you
you're supposed to.
You can decide different levels, and if you don't want to get off at that, the doors open,
you just keep
and
going.
You just sit there, and then they close, and you keep going. Mm-hmm.
Right, and eventually you'll get, just like the boats right now, take you from Epcot to Hollywood Studios with the stops in between. You don't have to get off and be like, I'm going to the Hollywood Studios boat. Theoretically, you can just hop on at that point.
Guys, this is just like bread service at a ski resort.
Exactly.
First you go to Morimoto.
Morimoto, then Will Hate Soarin'.
And the Mall of America.
The question is on this map that we're looking at, there's indications of stations and turns.
You're gonna flop around.
I know, but okay. So there's two turns when there could just be a straight line.
But the straight line would send it.
You're right. So you're gonna go like this, like whoa, and then back around, and then whoa.
It's a ride.
Yeah.
You're gonna make
it's
turns.
Kind of a ride.
I know, but
you're gonna drop down.
They go from here to here, but they go whoop whoop whoop.
How do they go?
And they could just go whoop.
Yeah, you could.
It's a cable.
So you go, it's not gonna be
go,
like
over the trees
versus whoop.
But it's not going to be like that.
What's the noise you make when you fall out?
Woo!
Wee!
Oh, no. I knew it.
So I've got another scary place that's not meant to be scary. And I'm actually terrified of the place.
The bathrooms by Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, that's Pecos Bill of the Magic Kingdom.
Those aren't great.
That's why they're terrifying.
No mirrors in those bathrooms. There's a reason.
Yeah.
You ever notice that? No mirrors in Disney bathrooms. Is it? No, it's so you don't look at yourself and see how disgusting you look.
Well, there's one as you walk out.
Yeah, but
the
but not mainly. That's like if you need it. Mainly, but you don't go wash your hands in front of a bunch of mirrors. They don't want you staring at yourself going, this is how I look like right now?
This is
great.
Me.
Great.
Never
I'm
going to
go take
here.
Photos.
Not,
I'm gonna look
not the happiest day of my life.
That's
do they have a date for launching the Skyline or something someone said? No, I think just sometime next year is the... Yeah. It's sort of the common Disney...
What's the Skyliner?
Kind of like...
It's like a gondola system.
It's like bread service.
A ski resort.
Like in a ski resort, but with the
Stone Mountain Skyliner, right?
Yeah, with it, but it's not. They're going to be heated, no AC.
Yeah.
So in the winter it's going to be. It does snow in Orlando sometimes, so it could get cool on those. If they're not heated and cooled,
it does not snow in Orlando.
It has.
Sometimes
it has.
It has flurried.
Brian Reynolds asked if you're dressed up like a jack-o'-lantern.
30 years ago, I look like a jack-o'-lantern.
Remember what I said, the color orange.
Grease, did you ever figure out where you're going to be for Halloween?
My wife just told me, she texted me literally an hour ago, and she said, you're going as a superhero tonight.
Yes.
Just generic.
Generic superhero.
Well, my response was...
Which one?
No.
Is there spandex involved?
I mean, I hope so. I said, okay, cool. I am one every day, though.
Boo. Gosh, no.
Why would you say that to your wife?
Yeah, she hearted that.
Really? My wife would have put the thumbs down.
Yeah.
And said, Why?
Not interested.
It seems lame.
My wife would have said, kitchen duty. Y'all don't want to hear about that.
Here was snow flurries in Central Florida in 1977.
See, it happens.
Nah, you're forgetting about when Ernest saved Christmas. It snowed for real then. That was in the
Never
80s,
in Florida.
Right?
When they were filming a movie?
Yeah, he saved Christmas and it snowed in Orlando. It was the whole point of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Is that really the whole point of the movie?
Yes.
I have no
That's
recollection.
The point of Christmas is snow.
No, I have no recollection of that movie. Like,
put your helmet back
plot.
On.
You're right. You know, the gondolas remind me of...
Is that
of
supposed to be an under-helmet?
Wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Is it the under-helmet or is it the over-helmet? You know what I'm saying? What? Is this the helmet you wear
this
under
is a
your
new helmet?
Helmet
that they no, made that specifically the for me. It's custom. It was really...
It does have tubes, but what... I mean, but I'm saying, like, you know, like...
This is an air tube.
This isn't like
also
the...
Also a feeding tube. It's pretty cool.
No, that... You're talking about, like, the Under Armour spandex thing.
This right here
no,
is
it's
actually...
Under Armour, yes.
This is a Wi-Fi hotspot right here in the ear, right here, so... Always get good
we
Wi-Fi.
We should send The Rock to space. I'm into that. That'd be a good movie.
I don't think he wants to go.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage will, though.
We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
It's on the moon.
It's on the moon. The Illuminati put it up there. Why is it southern?
Oh, man.
My Nicolas Cage sounds like an old prospector.
Oh, prospector. Got it.
Chicken.
You think I said
nothing. Illuminati would be a terrible name, but it sounds like a name you'd have if you're like back like a general in like the Revolutionary War. This is Illuminati. No?
Lumen, and his last name's not.
You talking about iDrive?
Illuminati.
Oh.
All right. Chris said he was there in January. There was frost everywhere. So imagine frost covering one of these skyliners.
Frost is not the same as snow.
Air cold.
Looking back to the future.
Reese thinks he says air cold.
That's what it sounds like he says.
Nope. I listened to it after he said that. That didn't sound like he's saying air cold.
Mm-mm.
That's a. I mean, yeah.
Cold.
It might have been on the TV one.
No, you can say the D word. On television, yeah. Greece.
No, well, not in the 80s.
Yeah, yes. You could get away with worse in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
You
ever seen a PG movie in from the 80s?
There was some mouse cartoon.
American Tail.
No, it was different.
Mickey Mouse.
Was it Danger Mouse?
No. It was
Mouse.
DJ Danger
Mouse? I will find out what it is, but they do. They drop the D word in that thing. It was a cartoon, and I ran and told my mom. I was like, Mom!
Yeah, you're actually arguing against your...
I bet it was Rat Fink.
I bet it was Rat Fink. This is all coming to light, Will. It was rated G.
Things have come to light, man.
They drop some of those words in the Pixar movies every once in a while. And it's always like
Incredibles
unsettling.
2,
yeah.
Which we purchased the other day, and it is incredible.
What did you purchase?
I was Incredibles 2.
How do you purchase movies?
I download them from the cloud or from space.
Yeah. I download them from a clown.
From a clown?
Pennywise.
Is it Pennywise?
iClown.
The iClown, yeah.
But that movie, I highly recommend.
I subscribed to that for a while.
I liked it better than the first one.
I liked it better than the first
but
one.
But it had,
a couple words in there, and drinking.
Two or three.
Both, like, drinking in it, and, like, Mrs. Incredible is like, or no, Elastigirl is like, I'll abide.
Yeah.
I'll have a little bit.
So
I'll have a few drinks here and there. They do that. I don't like that they do that, because it is not necessary.
Yeah.
Like, never you're like, oh, this added to it.
It's not even like for adults where it's like, oh, yeah, glad the Incredibles are drinking.
Right.
Now I identify with these animated characters.
Yeah, this is great.
That's what I would do.
The drinking in for me.
Yeah, it's not like a Shrek. It's not like a Shrek joke that you're like, oh, this is for the adults and it's kind of dirty. It's like, no, it's just like a random curse word for no reason.
There's an IMD page dedicated to Disney movies with profanity.
Oh, let's go through it. I want to hear
IMD,
it.
No,
number one,
there
the Mighty
are
Ducks.
Hundreds.
He left
cartoons,
out one.
Though, is mainly what I'm interested.
It starts from 1940 to something. I don't know.
I do have something parks related whenever we're done with this
parks related.
Rabbit trail that we're chasing.
Well, Jeffrey is on the bus right now, and he wants to know what they're building next to the solar panels near Epcot. Anybody know?
A sun.
I saw those solar panels.
Did you know that they're it's Mickey Mouse from the sky?
Yeah.
And there's quite a few of them.
Yeah. Oh.
Branded.
There's a second one of those.
Emery said Roger Rabbit, of course.
What's Roger Rabbit?
That's a Disney movie.
Oh,
the curse.
Yeah.
But see, that's like on the line. I don't think.
And then.
John Carter.
Oh, dude. I really like
Yeah, all
John
these movies are.
You can't include like the Avengers.
People.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's. I'm trying to get the cartoons. They don't got no cartoons.
Old dogs.
They don't got no cartoons.
G-Force.
Someone says and Sophia the First. There's some language.
I know where there's language in Aladdin. It's hidden.
I know. Will used to play that all the time.
Oh, yeah. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
I never heard it.
Especially if you put it on repeat.
No, it sounded more like it on VHS, and I don't know if they've dubbed it since.
They probably did.
Because it sounded way clearer when I was a kid. I'd be like, listen. Now I listen to it. I'm like, I don't hear it.
Listen.
Well, I've also listened to it on YouTube because Secretariat has some language. I can't hear it on there.
Sky High.
Old Dogs.
Snow Dogs.
I already said that one.
Bedtime Stories.
Incredibles.
Incredibles, Incredibles 2, Herbie Fully Loaded.
Cars has profanity.
Hey, Mitt, your alarm's going off.
It is.
Some shenanigans are happening.
Yeah, we're reading movies
about profanity. I'm just going to say.
Happy Halloween. The Lizzie McGuire movie, it says, has profanity.
Maybe I started talking about Incredibles 2 for a reason.
It's an OMG in it.
Think about it.
I love that movie.
So they're going real, like, the Haunted Mansion has quite a few.
Mighty Joe Young.
Snow Dogs has a My Lord.
Snow Dogs.
A My Lord?
Jungle to Jungle.
Jungle to Jungle.
I said Jungle to Jungle 2 because there's a big 2, and I was like,
hey. So, what was that movie that was at?
Hunchback in Notre Dame.
No, Jungle to Jungle. I think it was at Epcot. It was the Michael Jackson movie.
Oh. Zapped in Neo.
Thank you.
There was profanity.
Was that Halloween? It was Halloween based, right?
No, it's just that's Thriller.
It says
it is scary though.
Time out. No, it was
Hunchback of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. There's two damnations in a religious context.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of interreligious context.
Yeah, it's like then that's not a swear word, man. Not a profanity, man.
The Last Flight of Noah's Ark.
James and the Giant Peach has the A word.
Yes,
that's right. It does. I've never even heard of, have you heard of Walt Disney Productions' The Last Flight of Noah's Ark?
No, that sounds
the last
big.
Time out. First of all, Noah's Ark was a boat.
Yeah, but this is a...
There's so much
This
to
is 2,000 miles at sea. Hold on. Lost. 2,000 miles at sea in a 40-year-old bomber. And they are on the ocean.
I have seen that. I've seen that movie.
Oh, good.
What?
Yes.
Tell us about it, Will.
Yes, I have seen that. I rented it from 16,000 Movies on Wakiva Springs Road in Orlando.
Boom.
Wait,
there's a store called 16,000 Movies?
It's what it was called. That was the name of the video store.
They're probably not.
Branded, they're not in business anymore. They had 16,000 individual movies. Yeah,
now they have 16,000 bills unpaid.
Was they're like on a they're like marooned on an island and they find this old bomber and they make it turn into a boat and they load up and they push it out to sea to like get off the island. I'm pretty sure that the person's name was Noah, that like was the ringleader, and so they called it Noah's Ark. That is all coming back to me. It's like Condor Man.
To me now.
Get him, Terry.
It's like what? Iron Man.
Condor Man.
Like Condor.
You don't like Condor Man? I loved it.
Oh, goodness. So there's a few random things going around the parks that I think are
hit
worth
us with it.
Is it tourists?
That are worth discussion. What do you guys think about all of the Indiana Jones coming to either what? Hollywood Studios, Indiana Jones Land? So there's two discussion threads happening on the Disney internets.
Frauds.
Yeah, I know.
There's more than one Disney internet?
And that it's possibly coming to Hollywood Studios, into that area where Indy is, and possibly a ride. Or it could possibly turn Dinosaur into basically the Indy ride.
Well, that's...
And overtake an Animal Kingdom.
Isn't the Dinosaur ride the same track as the Indiana Jones?
Well, it's the same... architecture. I mean, it's the same ride system.
Same track.
The track would not be the same. Although they could probably make that story fit on that track somehow, some way.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
I don't think, I mean, yes, they could do another movie, but I'll be honest. I love Indiana Jones.
Well, they're filming another movie.
I just said they're probably going to make another, they are making another movie, but I don't feel like it has
legs.
It doesn't got the Star Wars legs where it doesn't matter how bad the movie is, we don't care. Because it's all, space battle tech and everything that's in it. So the stories need to be good. Sure, for the movies to be good. But for a ride to be good. I mean, the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland is unbelievably great. But I don't know. I feel like that's a big investment for a potentially dormant brand. But I would say that about Avatar, too. And look what they did.
Mm, true.
Well, I think the interesting thing about it is there's a couple of rides that are discussed to come based on movie production. possibly because like, they're going to do Jungle Book 2, saying that that could be one of the new countries that comes to Epcot because they would just shoot the. You know.
What was the end of the Jungle Book? He finds humans, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they would basically.
But that was in the actual book, right? By Rudyard Kipling. He comes
Rudyard.
Back. Sorry. He comes back.
He comes back as an
Not
adult.
Right. Richard. You said Richard Kipling.
No, I said Rudyard.
Put your hope. Rudyard. Just put your hope that I would say Richard. It'll sound the same.
Kipling. But yeah, he comes back in the book, right? When he's an adult. So I guess we'll pick up.
Did you say Mowgli or Mobley?
Mowgli.
Amanda says Mowgli.
Mowgli.
No, it's Mowgli.
So Mowgli sounds like an app.
Give me back my Mowgli.
Yeah, but it says Mowgli.
Is it a
situation?
She may not anymore. She may. I mean,
was it one
I
of those
playing things in her mouth? She'll get mad.
Berenstains?
Yes. If you look
they call
at it.
Mandela effect? Are like, there people that say
the
Mowgli?
Mandela effect.
Mm. Pandela? I said Mandela.
Oh, I heard Pandela.
I think it's the Mandela
yeah,
pandemic.
Richard Pandela.
Yeah. He was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Have we already talked about Berenstain?
Yes.
Bears?
Yes.
That's how you say it, right? Or is it Bernstein? Bernstein?
You are just
Berenstain.
Encapsulating the
Berenstain.
Argument.
Stain.
Berenstain.
Everyone says Berenstain. All right. No one even says Stein.
We're doing the same thing.
Okay. Oh, no.
Same show.
Okay, so Indiana Jones Land, I'm for it. I don't want it to happen.
Mowgli.
I think that it's...
You're for it, but you don't want it to happen.
For it, I don't think it will happen. Because
not going to happen.
It just feels like a weird... Like, I tried to show my son Raiders of the Lost Ark the other day, and then I realized... this is horribly violent within the first minute of the movie, and there's a man's head impaled on a stick, and I'm like, oh, great, Alfred Molina. Maybe this isn't right to be showing my six-year-old. But in my head, I'm like, I watched this before when I was a kid, and then I turn it on, I'm like, nope, not good. You know what doesn't do that? The Star Wars. Sure, people get burned alive, but you don't even see it. On VHS, I didn't even see the skeletons.
Mm.
I didn't see the skeletons until they did like the Blu-ray release of Star Wars. I was like, oh, it's just they burnt. How do you even know they were dead? Right, Will?
Mm-hmm.
Did you always see the skeletons?
Nope.
Right.
Because they added them.
No.
Never?
No, they were there.
Oh, how about that?
On VHS, though, it was just so fuzzy that you couldn't see it.
So low resolution.
Yeah. All right, what else is in the...
What else is in the old rumor? That Pizza Rizzo is...
It's not rumored. It's closed.
Yeah, closed on the 21st, and they're not... There's been no...
Sometime next year, reopening, maybe, and seasonally, and... I mean, you had to expect this.
Well, the goofy thing about this, though, from
getting goofy.
Why did you close Pizza Planet and not give us a full Pizza Planet in Toy Story Land?
Because, I don't know, they were supposed to, and then it didn't happen.
I thought they were going to.
They were going to, but then they never
did.
That
might be in the new,
now,
in the next
part
phase.
Part of it is because they can't do redemption games anymore in the parks. So that could have been one of the reasons.
What?
Oh, yeah, there haven't been claw machines or anything in the parks for years.
Because of gambling.
Because of gambling. It's a gambling rule in Florida, which is why all the claw machines were pulled out of Pizza Planet, so you could no longer get the claw, the alien.
Allegedly.
It wasn't in there years ago. Well, allegedly. I think that was fact.
They could totally do it.
To say?
Because at the mall, you can pay $1, and you're guaranteed to get a rubber duck. They could do it.
Well, I don't think that, but there you also can, at the mall, play the ones where you're not guaranteed.
I know, but
it's
I'm
a Florida law.
I'm
I think.
Just saying, like,
no, you have to get
the
them
little...
like you have to get the
license
like from the gaming commission. Like those machines have like gaming license stickers on them.
But I'm just saying, if like, you're guaranteed to win for $2, and it's a little bit.
I feel like this is a law that exists because of you. Like I feel like you broke the system.
I still do.
Logan has been known to clean out some places for.
I mean, I probably collect a few hundred a year. Plush animals.
A few thousand.
At least.
A few hundred thousand a year.
And then they just sit there. They usually become dog toys because it's like, who wants this?
Have we told the Kermit the Frog story?
I think we have.
It's so sad.
Whoa. Pro tip just remembered.
Do we tell the Kermit the Frog story?
Everyone needs to go to Bargain Hunt because you never know what you're going to find.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
I know.
Okay. So I was at Bargain Hunt. A few days ago, and they had randomly, and Bargain Hunt is my, I shouldn't even tell you about it because it's my favorite place.
Right. Ground
zero. You're literally there multiple times a week.
No.
At least
once a week.
Once a week.
It's a Saturday, Sunday tradition. What do the kids want to do? We're all loading up the car, going to Bargain Hunt, and give yourself some sort of budget cap, and you go home with trucks full of stuff.
Mm.
So I walk in, looking around the Halloween decorations. Pumpkins right now, by the way, a little late, but if you knew this a couple days ago, were a penny. And
real pumpkins.
No, foam pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
But they're one penny. if you made any Halloween purchase. So
you know what I don't like about the bargain hunt now, though?
So if Rob, you could do like a whole, like you're in a bathtub full of pumpkins today for like a dollar.
Rob Pumpkins. You know, I don't like about bargain hunt is it used to be super fun was that they had the date and like the older it was, you got a bigger savings, like 20% off, 30% off. Now they don't do that.
Now they just slap a new sticker on it when it gets marked down.
I know, less fun, less hunt of the bargain hunt.
I just found a purple sticker.
Well, because people were waiting around.
No,
waiting
it's the around. Date. It's like not me. The purple sticker. It's the date.
That's Goodwill. I was waiting. The Goodwill is the
or
sticker
off Broadway
system.
Shoes.
I thought you were telling me like, stop talking. That's Goodwill. Oh, you're done.
I thought that's what good.
Will, stop talking.
That's what I thought he meant too.
I was like, oh, I've never been like shamed that bad. sorry.
So at Bargain Hunt right now, I was in the Halloween section. They just put out the Christmas section, and they had Disney Parks, Mickey ears, Christmas Mickey ears, the ones that are light up, plastic. They have like Christmas lights looking them. Brand new. Haven't even had the little tab pulled for your battery pack for $4. And they're like $18 in the parks. So they
have real licensed ones.
Yeah, you check. I first thought these were bootleg.
Well, they're Disney Parks one.
They are Disney Parks.
Heavy like, duty. Like they're heavy.
They're legit. You can place the batteries on them. So I bought a few pairs of them. They're $4 each.
They're not on Logan's eBay store.
They're not on my eBay store because my kids are wearing them. We're going to take them to Disney. We're going for Christmas because you don't have to pay $20 for them.
Pick me two up.
You just basically saved yourself like a Chef Mickey's dinner right there. And
I mean, for it was a really good deal, so I was happy with that. And you can find those. I don't know if they're in every bargain hunt. A lot of times they are. Like, if you're in one bargain hunt, you're in a lot of them. They did have Orlando City stuff, too. So maybe they got, like, an Orlando
palette.
Orlando palette.
Yeah.
And it was a good thing. And I also got you an Elena of Avalor sword for $7.
We already had one. But it's always backup. Good to have two.
I know. When you have two kids.
Especially if it's a sword.
Especially if it's
swords
like,
break.
Well,
pretty
no,
easily.
Now
they're going to fight.
They're full on fighting. Now.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. you are releasing that as an Amazon Prime series.
Yes.
My children fighting.
Yeah.
If you're under, they have a lot of things under $10. The toy section, we always do well in the toy section. And you never know what you're going to find at the bargain hunt. There's tons of Disney stuff. They always have Disney Junior stuff that like doesn't work or doesn't like succeed. But if your kids like some of those brands, Elena and just random toys, they have a lot of great stuff. I got these Jimmy Buffett box set things that were $75, $5. I mean, I had a happy time. Usually like an AC/DC car freshener.
Yeah.
Air freshener, not a car freshener.
They have a lot of like giant dog beds.
They have a lot of high-end things that never sell.
Yeah.
Like here's a stroller that's usually $800 for $200. Right now they also have, if you're looking
Samantha
for something huge.
Buys all of that stuff. Uh-huh. Whenever it's like, Samantha, this is for an infant. We don't have an infant.
One day.
One day we will.
Who's getting to
it.
Say?
No, it's like we'll now we have a bonus room. Used to be a bourbon podcast.
Now it's a bargain hunt room.
Now it is definitely a storage facility of future child items.
If you're looking
it
for
is.
A good, good Christmas toys, most of the bargain hunts have these right now, which is the gigantic TIE Fighters. If you're a Star Wars fan, Black Series TIE Fighters from The Force Awakens that were originally, I think, $199, maybe $250. And they are now $60. And they are, I mean, massive. They fit the six. I mean, they are to scale to the Black Series figure, so they are very large, and will definitely look huge under the tree. So, a little tip for Disney fans and Star Wars fans:
Bargain Hunt.
It's the character warehouse of Nashville.
Yeah, it's better than our Disney outlet.
Yes.
I wonder if there's like a contract because you got an Orlando palette. I wonder if there's like if Disney's like you can't sell that stuff in Florida, and so they just ship it out.
Maybe. But why is it even there? Christmas is maybe his last Christmas stuff, I assume.
Right. I'm assuming
but it's brand new. I once found a WCW Sting hanging just in the action figure section from 1996.
Just
I paid $10
there.
For it, more than I paid originally for buying it because I was like, I
have to. Did you see that guy with the American Gladiators?
Yeah. You see those Gladiators? Case Fresh.
No one saw that.
Who knows what Case Fresh means?
Me.
I knew it.
Airlocked.
They're these Case Fresh American Gladiators. Fresh.
That means EU some cat Saturday. Walked into that store. He said, I want to buy that case. He bought the case. Never opened it.
Yeah. I mean, they found hundreds of them. They found a warehouse full of them.
That was a lightsaber noise.
That was my space capsule.
Someone asked, does Disney own Bargain Hunt? I don't believe so. You walk in and it feels
definitely doesn't live up to the Disney brand. Standards.
It feels like certain locations definitely have like a Big Lots or Goodwill vibe. But
Dollar then you General.
But the Dollar General. But then you start like looking through the stuff and you're like, oh man, this DVD is only 50 cents.
This DVD.
Oh, this DVD player is only $1.50. Perfect. And you get them.
Yeah.
$2.
You're all set.
Batman the Animated Series. Nice.
Popcorn's $3, though.
I mean, it might have a European power plug on the end, though, so you might have to get another adapter. Yeah.
Well, I did buy something without a battery plate. I was like, I'll tape it up. That happened.
Hey, that happened.
I gotta get out of here.
When I was trying to find that movie, I went down the rabbit hole of just Disney movies. Do y'all remember that Disney movie called Man from Snowy River?
Yeah.
And the climax of the movie is that Joker going on the with the black stallion going down that hill, and like, you got
it. Okay. I've seen it, Grease. I know.
It's a great movie.
I think we should tell the Kermit story before we end up.
Kermit started in the day. So, as we've all heard many a time before, Logan is a genius when it comes to the...
I'm a master clawman.
Claw machines. Yeah, he's the Tommy of claw machines.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, a wizard. You're a claw machine wizard. Yeah,
the good part.
Yeah, the talented part.
I thought it's kind of...
Yeah.
The odd comparison.
I thought you meant the Green Power Ranger.
Well...
Tommy Oliver. Yep. It's like Tommy Oliver, the Green Power Ranger. I started evil, turned.
Green with evil.
It's Morphin Time.
They didn't have enough footage of me, so they came up with a White Ranger.
So Logan and I are with your mom at, I think it was after going to Disney or something like that. But I know exactly where it was.
Universal Disney?
We were at a Denny's.
We were at a Denny's.
A nice early breakfast for dinner.
I think, yeah, and it feels like it was late.
It was afternoon at least. It was like a 4 p.m. Denny's. It was dark.
But when we came back, oh, got that.
So Logan's like,
I'll be right back.
Got to go to the claw machine. Actually, normally Logan goes, I'll be right back. You think he's going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
he
comes and I come back
with an animal.
Yeah, because I can't. I get the shakes. Like,
so Logan's like, be right back.
The yips.
So I can't Logan do it comes back with...
No, at the claw machine, if I know people are watching, I'm not good
at it. Yeah,
so
he doesn't say, I'm going to go win something. He just says, be right back.
And the trick is, don't ever go for anything.
Except for this time.
Go for what you can get. Don't be like, okay, I want that blue giraffe that's in the back.
Logan
can't
got go. The holy grail of claw machine prizes. Full-size Kermit.
Nice.
And Piggy.
You got
Gonzo.
The Piggy too?
We got two. I think maybe it was Kermit.
Gonzo.
No, Kermit and Piggy.
But it was with,
baby.
The, with the bendy arms.
Yeah.
Bendy arms Kermit. Real nice, high quality.
Yeah, Kermit, Piggy, Muppet Baby, I think. I can't remember.
No, this Bullets, was this Kermit. Is
Muppet. Oh, I remember this story.
So we're sitting there, and the waitress comes back.
Because I plop them at the table.
To refill. Like, yeah, he just comes in, sits in the booth.
And I plop them up.
Boom.
And the waitress comes back to refill our drinks and gets spitting mad. I can't believe, I've been trying for a year.
She was more upset,
to get
too.
To like, Kermit, and you just... Got
for
it.
My child.
It just going in my kids.
And our kids
and all
have
this.
Always wanted it, and I've never been able to get it. And you come in the first try and get it. And she's like weeping.
And kind of like storms off. And.
This is at a Denny's in Longwood, Florida.
Yeah. Off 434.
Because it was an expensive Kermit.
You're spoiling it.
Oh, sorry. As per usual, Grease ruins a story.
True.
Yeah. So, anyhow, then.
No.
You had,
I didn't know this. I thought it was just that
also,
Kermit.
It was kind of like, it's awkward, and we were leaving, and then your mom kind of was like, you know.
We should probably.
And you're like, yeah, you're probably right. I've
we
never
left.
Been accosted by a.
By a Denny's waitress, which is really the second time that's happened to me.
Yeah.
Once at a Po' Folks. Different, that happened to me as well.
Po' Folks. But so, then Logan goes back in, and.
We left.
We left the
with
place?
Them, with them. And then drove back around because I felt bad, and we all felt bad. We went back and we
gave the Kermit to
the emotional
the waitress at Denny's.
It's kind. Yeah.
And then leave. And then Logan.
What'd
she
say?
This was pre-smartphone. She was thankful, whatever. I was like, okay, I feel a little bit better. What am I going to do with these stuffed animals? I was like 16. Not like but they're Muppets. But then I go home.
So this was long-haired bass playing, Logan.
Before then. This was the 2000.
I think we were in middle school.
I think probably around 2000.
Yeah.
I
in the year
pull up the old desktop because this is pre any
at
sort
home.
Of smartphone. It's like, you know what? Because I had like written out what they were. I was like, I'm going to go check the old eBay. And they were selling for $80 a piece.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You got swindled.
I got swindled by a Denny's waitress over Muppets.
Did y'all tip her too? Of course you did.
Pay.
Because, yeah, you walked out.
Presumably she got a tip. Yes. What? What do you mean?
I'm just saying, no, you gave her money.
Well, your mom was with you, right?
My mom paid.
And give her an $80 Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
She did all right that day, the Denny's waitress.
She retired after that. She said, I've swindled.
I got what if she a turned full around? $87 today.
What if she turned around like her life because she realized, like, I swindled
the kindness
this
of a friend.
Yeah, poor boy. But I don't know his contact. He didn't leave his number to give him back.
I'm just going
to
set the Kermit out in the parking lot and maybe he'll one day return.
Yeah, and I never did.
My
never
favorite did. Logan Claw story is we're at Beef O'Brady's. We're having lunch. Logan just gets up and walks towards the bathroom.
That's pretty true.
As it does, yeah.
He comes back 5 minutes later and plops like 2 footballs, a basketball, and a couple other stuffed animals down on the table. And we're all looking at each other and like, Will's like, Logan at the claw machine.
Which that time, sometimes Logan gets on a hot streak, like he's at the craps table and he can't lose
stuff.
He'll be gone for a good 30 to 40 minutes just getting stuff. Like, oh, I got footballs here. I got this, like, beady, beady.
It was a UT football, too.
You can tell if a claw is equal to or greater than or less than the size of the product. Because a lot of times the claw is too small for the product stuffed or vice versa. Giant claw, little stuffed animals. It's just not going to work. You got to find the right mixture. So that's
claw
you
to toy ratio.
Yeah, the claw to toy ratio. Yeah, and then if they have the darn swinging thing on them. I hate those.
The swinging
thing? Where it grabs it and starts flinging it around.
Swinging claws.
You've never seen a claw machine where the claw, once it like picks up something, kind of wobbles?
Oh, most, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We got to wrap it up.
We did have a question.
Okay, and then I got
in the old thread here, and I know this is one of our favorite topics on the show is Ted Herman wants to know, do we have any Halloween party tips for tonight?
Well, since it's tonight,
it's Halloween.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a
manage your expectations.
Because, do rides because there's gonna be no waits.
It's gonna be crazy crowded. Don't do anything early.
Don't
go to the early show. Don't try to see the early parade.
Unless you just want to do that. Right. If you're just there for the special stuff, make it fun. But it's not my favorite. Someone asked me today about the Christmas party. I was like, you know what? That one I actually kind of like. But all right. But
they did announce yesterday a new, you can go to the Christmas party. And then there's an upcharge dessert thing that you can add to the Christmas party. So it's an upcharge to the upcharge. Upcharge inception.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
You can go to Tony's and get a.
I'm not okay with that.
You go to Tony's Town Square for a dessert party and small hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres.
Never even heard hors d'oeuvres as a thing.
All right. That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. We want to thank everyone for listening and have a happy and safe Halloween. Make sure you check those candies, kids.
Merry Christmas tomorrow.
Happy New Year. And
if you get circus peanuts, here's my pro tip. Just throw them out.
If you get served paperwork, just shred it.
Because it's Halloween and no one should do that on national holiday.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
Oh, does anyone ever do that?
Serving. Oh,
ning ning.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
it is.
Hey, people, trick. What do you call servers?
Trick or treat.
Got a subpoena for you.
You talking about the deputies?
No, well, it's usually like a dude who just like you got served.
Or
I think that's a dance battle thing
too.
I don't know.
I mean, every time served. I've been served, it's been police.
Let's wrap it up there. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes. Process servers.
That's I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm from the future.
And I'm the Grease. Present.
Happy Halloween!